Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Maybe the last time someone predicts something about the Messiah is at the presentation, when an old man, Simeon, recognizes the baby Jesus as the Christ. This is an old man who has waited his whole life for the Messiah. He's the perfect symbol of faithful Israel. And he holds the child in his arms and thanks God that he's been blessed to see the bringing of salvation and light. But then he begins to predict some not very pleasant things. He foretells that Jesus will be the occasion for the downfall of many in Israel, that he will be rejected, a sign of contradiction. And then Simeon, turning to Mary, says these mysterious words, "And your own heart shall be pierced by a sword." Why would he say that to this young mother holding her infant son? And what does he mean? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. It's an odd thing to say that Mary's heart would be pierced by a sword, since, of course, Mary's life came to an end without violence, and because of her perfect sanctity, she was taken up into heaven body and soul, both of them perfectly intact. But, of course, the traditional way to interpret Simeon's prophecy is to say that Mary's heart was pierced by a sword at Calvary, because, of course, who would suffer more at seeing someone tortured to death than that person's loving mother? Mary felt every wound, every heaving breath, every shudder. She felt in the sympathy of her love for her son. Christ, as the new Adam, had his passion on Good Friday. Mary, as the new Eve, also had her compassion on Good Friday. As St. John Paul II said, Mary was spiritually crucified while Christ was physically crucified. If you get the chance, look up the famous painting by van der Weyden called The Descent from the Cross. Look at how the artist paints the dead body of Jesus and the sorrowful body of Mary in the same position, because there was a parallel and even a partnership of suffering on Good Friday between the new Adam and the new Eve. They suffered together so that we might be saved. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, St. Paul makes a very strange statement. He says, I rejoice in my sufferings, and in my flesh I make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. But what on earth could be lacking in the sufferings of Christ? Of course, it's not like there was anything Christ didn't do perfectly, especially when it comes to his passion on Good Friday. So St. Paul doesn't mean Christ did something incompletely. But what St. Paul does mean, and what is true, is that Christ wants us to participate in his activity, for his activity to have its full effect. Christ's preaching of the gospel was perfect, but if we don't preach the gospel too, then his preaching won't have its full effect. Christ's prayer was perfect, but if we don't pray too, then his prayer won't have its full effect. And Christ's suffering for souls was perfect, but if we don't suffer for souls too, then Christ's suffering on the cross won't have its full effect. Christ wants us to suffer with him so that his suffering may have its full effect. And the one who did that first was Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Simeon said that Mary's heart would be pierced. But of course, the person whose heart was actually physically pierced on Calvary was Jesus. Now here's a question. Did Jesus feel it when his heart was pierced? No, he didn't. Remember, he was already dead when they thrust the lance in. He didn't feel it. He didn't suffer from that final awful wound. His time of salvific suffering on the cross was over. But who did feel it? Who recoiled when Christ's heart was pierced? Who hurt as her son's body was desecrated with one more act of violence? The passion for Christ was over. Mary's compassion wasn't. Mary felt the wounds of Christ when Christ no longer could. Mary was the first to do what St. Paul wrote about. Mary was the first to make up what was lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of you and I.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. At the end of Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion, they take Jesus' lifeless body off the cross and put him in the arms of his mother. It's the classic Pietà moment, the grieving mother holding the body of her dead child. But in the movie, there's a difference. Mary doesn't just keep her gaze fixed on the dead body of her son. Slowly, very slowly, the grieving mother raises her eyes until she's looking at you, the viewer, head on. There she is, her son dead and her heart broken. His heart pierced physically and her heart cut through with grief. And she's looking at us. She's saying, do you see what it cost? Do you see what your sins have done to my son? What are you going to do now? Are you just going to pretend it didn't happen? Are you just going to pretend you didn't put us through this? Or are you going to do something about it? What are you going to do? Well, the only legitimate answer is to convert. That's why he suffered. That's why she suffered, so that we would convert and be saved. And don't tell me, and by all means, don't tell yourself, you don't need to convert. We all need to convert more fully. We need conversion. The only legitimate response to their suffering is our deeper conversion now. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you or caught your attention during this meditation? Or maybe what did it call you to?
I was just thinking about, I mean, when you think of Adam and Eve, Eve really does represent something we all do all the time.
Sin?
Which is we choose lesser things and we tempt other people to lesser things.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so important that Mary's job at Calvary is to suffer with Christ and to just be with him in that. Because it's sort of like you said at the beginning of that meditation, it's we take part in it because that's how he transforms us. And I was just thinking about what that looks like in every relationship. We really do want people who are willing to suffer with us. We don't just want fair weather friends. You feel closest to the people that don't duck out when you're miserable, but and they don't just sit next to you. They enter into it with you and they feel for you. And you know it's genuine and you know it runs deep. Because quite honestly, as people, we do lean towards the more comfortable and the happy and things that are a good time. So it says something when you're willing to say, you're really in the trenches, I'm going to be in the trenches with you. Even though that's no good for me, I know it's the greatest good. Because it's good for me to be here with you in this.
Yet we'd rather just be fans rather than participants.
Yes.
I'm really a fan of what Jesus did on the cross.
Yeah.
But we don't want to be participants. I think you just said it extremely well, that he transforms us by our participation.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't participate, we can't be transformed.
That's the nature of the sacrifice. That's the nature of ancient sacrifice. You're not just throwing out a random thing. You're saying, this thing represents me. I say that because in the Mass, if we're not actually being with him, if we're just watching, it's not really a sacrifice. You're just a bystander.
Yeah. Yeah, he's inviting us to participate. Jesus is inviting us to participate in everything that he did. The preaching, the prayer, and the suffering, so that we can be transformed and share in his glory. And Mary was the first to do all that. Yeah, very well said. That you put it in a really tight, pithy way.
Pithy. You always use that word, and I never fully understand it.
I think pithy means that you take something really long, big, and profound, and you capture it in a phrase that's easy to remember and understand.
It's because I tend to forget and misunderstand things. So I've got to get really good at consolidation.
I found this to be one of the most powerful meditations ever. And I can say that with great confidence and joy because I didn't write it. I write about half of the rosary meditations every month. And thankfully, Dr. John Mark Miravalli,
who teaches theology at Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland, he writes the other half. He writes the good ones and the great ones, and I write the mediocre ones.
I think you're a great writer. But I was just talking about this with some listeners in Cincinnati, where they're asking, which ones do John Mark write? And I was like, well, I don't know if I said this then, but it's always in the back of my mind. Well, you can tell which ones are which. He writes the good ones.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He writes the really great ones.
Fantastic. He's just on a different level. It's like playing next to Eddie Van Halen. You're a good guitarist, but he's the great one.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
We're very blessed.
But what struck me most was that last point that the only adequate, legitimate response to the suffering of Jesus and Mary is our deeper conversion. And what I'm talking about is this. God is love, and we're supposed to be transformed into perfect love.
You know, I think you can tell when people are transformed by love. I've noticed this looking around. When people just jump to the occasion, they're not held back by anything. They're not held back by self-love. If you say, I need a favor, and they're just like, okay. And you're like, I didn't say what. They love. When we hold nothing back from God.
Yeah. And I can honestly say with absolute truthfulness, I have so far to go to be transformed in love, which means I need to be converted. That's just the facts. But that's what this whole thing about Lent is for.
This whole Lent thing's got to be for something.
It's for our conversion. If we're not converting, what are we doing?
Yeah, which takes...
The conversion doesn't mean converting to, oh, I get these theological concepts, or, I agree. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm a good Orthodox Catholic.
Because there's nothing sadder than someone being like, I agree with you, and then they don't do anything.
Exactly.
It's like being in an argument with your significant other, and you're like, you're doing these things wrong, and they're like, I agree. And you're like, are you going to do anything? And they're like, no. And you're like,
exactly.
That's not love.
Yeah. Are we being converted in sacrificial, heroic love? But that's what it comes down to. Sacrificial, heroic love. Are we being converted to that? I got a long way to go. But at the same time, we have to remember this. We cannot love the way God loves on our own, because all we have is human power. So this is why Jesus comes to live within us, to love in a divine way through us. So let's not make the mistake of thinking we have to convert and be transformed by our own effort. That's an even bigger mistake. Mm-hmm. We just have to open up and allow Him to live through us. So let's not be presumptuous in thinking that we don't need to convert. But let's also not despair in thinking we have to do it on our own. We should live in great hope and confidence because He will live through us. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.